All right, so Perek Vav, Pasuk Hey. Let's see if we can do Hey and Vav maybe. So we're still trying to figure out how to escape the trap. If we're Dayanim and we're Lame De Torah, so we're trying to figure out how to escape problems. So Shlomo Melech says, Hinatzel kitzvi miyad, v'chetzipor miyad yakush. Save yourself like a deer immediately. Rashi over there says that on this pasuk says, like a deer runs away from a captor very quick. So save yourself like that. Uchetzipor, like a bird, miyad yakush, from the hands of a trap. So the gro inatzel kitzvi miyad hu neged adayanim. That he continues with these psukim as in the previous psukim from the beginning of the parak. It's connected these two people. The dayanim is the first clause. To save yourself like a deer from immediately. Hu neged adayanim. That is connected to dayanim. Shehem nilkidu liyad chavreim. They were trapped at the hands of their friends. Kimosh pirash lemala. Like it says, like we explained above. Chena, right, by taking money out of one, giving incorrectly and giving it to the other. So they're like kibiyachol trapped in the hands of their friends. Lachein Aimra, therefore it says, Hinatzel kitzvi miyad, kloimar, keshelo titen afil tnuma le'af apecha, baze tir'el inatzel kitzvi miyad. When you don't give any sleep to your eyes, your eyebrows, whatever it is, right? Meaning he's building off of the previous pasuk. Al titen sheina le'inecha usnuma le'af apecha. When you're not going to give tnuma le'af apecha, with that you will be saved. Like a tzvi, miyad. Uchetzipor miyad yakush, hu neged alaimdin, that goes on the laimdin. She'omer lemala nekashta b'mreificha, about the laimdin it says that you were trapped with these sayings of your mouth, with the way you taught Torah, you taught it in a way that was misunderstood and caused problems. So in order to avoid that, so he said in the pasuk before, al titin sheina le'necha. And now he says, "V'achshav oimer ketzipor miyad yakush." Kolimer shetir eli natzel bezesh shelo yiten hashena le'inov. You should see to it to be saved through this that you will give sleep to that he will not give sleep to his eyes. Ketzipor miyad yakush, like a bird. A bird is always awake. Like if there's something that is attacking him, or he feels he's right away going to spring into action and fly away. Usually, what this means, the two clauses together, goes now that the dayan has to be a baki in Torah and in the nyani ha'olam, like we said last week. And this way, he will immediately be saved. And the loymet Torah, when he is a baki in Torah, he will be saved from any trap. So really, I guess this is preventive. You would call it preventive medicine, right? To avoid problems. It's not tshuva after the problem, but avoid the problems. Spare yourself the problem by not sleeping. Bottom line, by not sleeping. Meaning, to be masmit, to be shaykid al atayra, yayim v'layla, non-stop. It's an interesting solution, Shlomo Melech is, because there are some people that are much smarter than the others, and right, there are some people that maybe can learn the equivalent of the next guy in a few hours. But for them also, he's speaking to everyone. He's speaking to people like himself, was Chacham Mikol Adam, and saying that the solution is not to sleep. Meaning, doesn't matter how smart you are, the solution is to keep plugging away at the Torah, keep going at it, and that's the only way to be spared any pitfalls through Dayanus or through teaching Torah. And that's really kind of stems with the next pasuk where he says lech el nemala atzel re'ed rachev v'chacham. Go to the ant who's lazy. No, I'm sorry. Go to the ant, lazy one. He's speaking to the lazy person. Go to the ant to learn how not to be lazy, because the ants are very, very zrizim. They're very on the move and busy. Re'ed Rachel v'chacham, see its pathways and be wise or become smart. So the Gra says, Ki Adam tzarich l'darchi Hashem l'shleisha dvarim. The person needs darchi Hashem. For the darchi Hashem, you need three things: chachma, umidos, umaisim toivim. Okay, chachma, the midos are the obviously the qualities of a person, and the maisim toivim. This really represents as keneged the three levels of a person, which we've spoken about in the past: nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Right, or Chabad, Chagat, Nai in Lashon of Kabbalah, which is the seichel, the intellect. The Chachma is in the Rosh, the Midos are in the heart, and the Maisim are represented by the bottom level of the person, which is the running, the moving, the walking. That's represented at the lowest level, the Nefesh of the person, which is the bottom part of the person. That's the Nefesh. So that's what these are really three layers of the person: Chachma, Midas, and Maisim Tovim. Vanimala Muflaa b'Maaseh be'Elu Ashlosha. And the ant is amazing in its actions in all these three. V'Zeu Leichel Nimala Atzel. That's what he's sending the lazy person to the ant. Im Ata Mitatzel Milasot Maasim Tovim. If you are lazy in performing good deeds, so go learn from the ant its zrizus. It collects, it gathers a lot. Even though the ant really needs a very, very small amount, he gathers a tremendous amount. Like it says in the Medrash, the Medrash says that the ant only needs one chita, one wheat and a half, one and a half chita to survive for the year. It's all it needs to eat the entire year. And they once found in the pile, the hole of the ant, they found 300 kor, which is obviously an enormous amount. Mistama, it's a guzma, Maral says, and other Mishafarshim say 300 is one of the numbers that's used in Gemara. We find it right. 300 is one of the shyness that's used as a guzma, as an exaggeration. But the point is that they found an absolutely enormous amount of chita, which the ant obviously has no use for, no need for. So learn from that ant that does that, Zeu b'maisim tovim. That's referring to the maisim tovim. Just collect maisim tovim. Maybe I said this story in the past. I don't remember if I certainly said this story in the past. I don't remember if I said it to over here in this koil. But I remember I heard from Rav Kreisel Tzatzal. Rav Chaim Kreisel Tzatzal once went into a gvir and asked him for money. He was always fundraising for tzedakah and for almanas and yesaimim and different things. So he asked a certain gvir, and the gvir turned him away. I don't remember if he didn't give him anything or just gave him a very, very small, embarrassing amount. But he added a line, he added a comment that I have enough ma'asim tovim. I have enough zchuyas. I was surprised with said to him something, trying to convince him. Zchuyas, right? So he responded, "I have enough zchuyas." And Rav Kreisel Tzatzal said he went out of there. He was mama shaking. How could a person think he has enough zchuyas? None of us have enough zchuyas for every moment of life that the Rebbeinu Shem gives a person. It's like it's all matan. It's all chesed from Hashem. There's no such thing like no matter what we do, we don't have enough. And granted that person was nifter a few days later in a very, very misa mishuna, in a helicopter crash or a plane crash or something. Kreisel Tzatzal said that a person that thinks he has enough, says something, I have enough zchuyas, so there was a din on him, a kitrug on him, shemayim, shem yirachim. But nevertheless, we see from the Nemala, Chazal tells us, what Shlomo Melech is telling us, you don't have enough Ma'asim Tovim, even if you think you have enough Ma'asim Tovim. If you need a chita v'chetzi for the year, just collect, keep collecting. Keep collecting those Ma'asim Tovim. What's that?
Doesn't need. Why does Hashem give it to the
like, oh, why? For us to learn from him.
We don't have enough people.
Huh? Yeah, I'm saying Hashem created him with that midas as rizus, that we should be able to learn the midas as rizus from the Namala. You know, even if you feel that you have enough, just keep going. Don't. Re'ed Rachel. So then the next lashon. So you see the girl over here is splitting up this pasuk into three clauses. Lechen el mala atzel. That's regarding the rizus. Re'ed ma'isim tovim. Re'ed Rachel. Now is the second clause. So he says, Re'ed Rachel u'midosea v'lamad mimena. See its drachim and its midos and learn from it. V'chacham, the third clause, hu b'chachma. That's in chachma, obviously. Mashkos of the medrash, sh'anemala osa shlosha cholim. The nemala, the ant learns, makes three holes. Three, the Lashon HaChazal is Madorim, three sections, one on top of the other. Ve'eina menichat ha'tvula lo be'elyona v'lo betachtona. He doesn't put the wheat or the grain, not in the highest one and not in the lowest one. Ela bemtza'it, only in the middle one. Ki mityaret min hagshamim shelemala o min hatohom shelemata. Because she's afraid of the rain above. If they keep the tefillah in the above hole, in the top hole, then it's going to get ruined from the rain. And she's afraid from the bottom one. The Gemara over there, the Medrash over there says because of the tina, cement that rots away the tefillah. So because of that, she puts it in the emtzois. So look at its chachma, and you also should have chachma. You should also be learn from it to gain wisdom. So those are three things that one should learn out. I don't know exactly what the midas that we learn out from the. I mean, I guess midas as rizus is obvious. Maybe that's the ikar midah. So we have the ma'asim tovim. It gathers much more than it needs, which I guess is the ikar is the midas as rizus. Learn from its midas. No. I don't have you have a parish there? Ah, right, that's the medrash over there continues over there, I forgot. The medrash over there says that when they, what's that? I mean, it doesn't say, oh, here it says it in the text itself? Interesting. I don't know, here they don't have it in the Masadar of Cook edition. But basically the medrash over there, it brings the whole medrash over there, that there was an ant, Nashra, there was a chita that was Nashra that fell away, and all the ants gathered about that chita that was just sitting there, and they were smelling it to see whose it was. They weren't willing to touch it as long as it's not there. So you see that they're makbid on gezel. That's a midah tova to learn from the ant as well. That's why is that a midah? I guess not to steal is based on, I guess, a midah of istapkus, that you only, and also of truth, of emes. It's kaila, really, probably that is kaila of few midas. Very nice. Okay. So we'll stop over here as far as the grow.